to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Davis, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weddle?
Present.
Thank you. Item 2, testing update. Sharon?
Actually, not a testing update, but I am going to just give you a brief overview of the district report card. And just to let you know, if you'd like to look at it yourself.
Sharon, can you talk in the mic?
Well, I'm going to be using the computer for a minute. Okay. I'll talk loud.
Okay.
Use the playground voice. Go to the Ohio Department of Education website, and then you just click on Ohio Schools Report Cards, and then click on Districts, and then if you just type in Norton City Schools, sometimes it takes a few minutes to bring it up. And it's not. Angie, how do I get the full screen?
Hold. Scroll or zoom out.
Looking a little different here. So this is the current report card. We don't have a grade for the entire district yet. That's not going to happen until 2018. So in the past, when we have talked about how we were an excellent school district, we don't know what we are at this point in time as a district. But in 2018, we will have that total score. So this is the page that is the overview for the entire report card for the district. And when we look at achievement, we don't have the component grade, which is the overall grade. But we do have the two grades, that achievement is how they combine those two and receive a total grade. So when you look at the performance index, this tells us how well did Norton students do on state tests. And before I say any more, I just want to say this is information based on PARC tests from last year and AIR tests. And you're probably well aware that Ohio Department of Education decided not to go with PARC testing. I know here at our district, based on our experience with PARC tests, we're a little bit leery about the validity of the results of those tests. So as you look at this information, keep that in the back of your mind. when they create the performance index, what they do is they look at how well each student performed on the test, and the measures are of every child. And of course, you receive more points for the higher achievement. This also includes our untested students. And we had a little over 50 students that did not test last year. We received 0 points for that. And you know, you can realize that that did make a difference in what our total score was. The other part of the achievement score is the indicators met. And what that does, it takes a look at all of our indicators. There are 34 of them. And that's each separate test, and whether or not we 80% of our students were proficient or higher. We met 30 out of 34. We did not meet grade 5 science. And then an area that we didn't meet were the gifted students. Now, the gifted is broken down into three areas. The first area is the gifted value added, and the value added is determining whether or not our students made at least 1 year's growth. We received a C in our gifted value added. A C is equivalent to 1 year's growth, so we did meet that. Under gifted performance index, we did not meet that, and that included a number of students that did not test. And like I said before, we received a zero for that. In order to meet that index, you had to have a 115 total. We had 110.6, so we were close. Then as far as gifted inputs, what that does is it takes a look as to our identification and whether we're serving and meeting the needs of our students. You had to have at least a 40, and we had a 48, so we did meet that. But in order to say that we met the total gifted indicator, you have to meet each one of those components. Then if you look over to the right, you'll see progress. What that does, that looks at what's called value added. Now that's a statistical analysis, and it's a metric that we don't know what it is, but what it does is it takes a look at our students, and it compares our students and checks on the amount of progress they have made. What we hope to make is at least 1 year's growth with all of our students. And it looks at all of our students overall, and we received a B, which means that all of our students, when you combine them, made more than 1 year's growth. When you look at our gifted students, they made at least 1 year's growth. When you look at our students in the lowest 20% of achievement, we have an A, which means they've well surpassed 1 year's growth, and our students with disabilities were the same. In 2018, we'll have a score for our high school students. Then we get a grade in gap closing. If you look, that's on the left-hand side. Again, we don't have an overall component grade, but when you look at the data, we received a B, which was an 80%. And what that does is it looks at our subgroups, which breaks our students down by income, ethnicity, and disability, and it compares that student group performance to what the state has set as a goal. And then the other one, graduation rate. On this year's report card, that's looking at data. This would be our students who entered ninth grade in 2011 and graduated by 2014. That would be the four-year graduation rate. And we were at 97.8%. The five-year, this particular data looks at students who entered ninth grade in 2010 and graduated by 2014. And 94.8% of those students met that goal. If you go over again on the left, look at K through 3 literacy. This really answers the question on whether our students are learning to read by grade 3. How they generate that data is by a diagnostic test that we give our students by September 30th each fall. Students that aren't meeting the criteria of that diagnostic are put on what's called a RIMP, which is an improvement plan. And then the state looks at that data, and year to year, they see if those students have improved to the point that they no longer need that RIMP. And then they also look at whether they pass the third grade reading test. And then other data included is whether or not they are proficient by third grade. And if they're not proficient, we have to retain them. I can tell you in the past 2 years, we have not had to retain a single child. So we will continue working hard on that goal. And then the last one that you don't see any data for is prepared for success. And that's whether or not our students are prepared to go on to post-secondary, whether it be a two-year school, four-year school. And it's looking, giving us percentages on students that participate in ACT, SAT, whether they need remediation, our advanced placement, our AP exams, our dual enrollment, and what was formerly called post-secondary is now College Credit Plus. So that's looking to see how we prepare students for that. If you have any more specific questions, feel free to contact me. There's a lot more data, as you can tell. You can click into each of those items. And any questions, I'd be happy to answer those if you give me a call or send me an email. Oh, and one area I didn't go into because it's not my area of expertise, and that is the area under the financial data. And you can contact Mrs. Hagenbusch if you have any questions about that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for that presentation. Student recognition, Mr. Dunn.
Yes, we're going to start out with Grill, and Mr. Sackett's not here. Ms. Southam is going to present the Student of the Month for Grill.
Good morning.
This month, I am pleased to present Ms. Emma Hale Lawson as Grills Student of the Month. Emma is a fourth grader this year who really exemplifies what it means to be respectful, responsible, and ready to learn on a daily basis. As a member of the Brainiac Club, she arrives bright and early every morning to grill, most days with a smile on her face. But regardless of her expression, she's ready to work hard. And just, we say she beast modes through those games because she works so hard. Throughout the day, that attitude prevails. So when she comes in, she's ready to learn. And she sets an example for her peers by just being an active participant and a role model. So when she sees a peer who's not following along, she'll gently nudge them in the right direction and just lead by example. So while Emma is certainly a model student in what she does, one of my favorite times to interact with Emma is the non-academic time. So in the lunch line when she's joking around with her friends or out on at recess. She's a fierce competitor both at recess and on the soccer field. And that's really when her fun-loving side comes out. It's my honor to present Ms. Abigail Lawson as Girls Student of the Month. And we have no doubt that she will go very far and achieve great things.
And this is Monet.
It's my pleasure tonight to introduce to you Kylie Boer, who is our Student of the Month. And I have to tell you, the minute I had it picked a grade for this month, and Mrs. Meyer said, "I have one, please, can I have it?" I said, "Sure you can." And when she told me Kylie, I was like, definitely. She's one of those children you want your own child to be best friends with. She, I would have to say, is one of the sweetest children I have ever met. And I have Mrs. Myers, her teacher, and her student teacher, Ms. Colner, here also. So I'm going to turn it over to Mrs.
Alrighty. This is my Kylie B. I have two Kylies in my class this year, so I'm always calling her Kylie B. I reached out to Mrs. Monet and asked if I could please allow this kiddo to be the Student of the Month for our school. She is a friend to all. There's not a stranger in the room, not a, you know, an enemy. She absolutely loves everybody and always wants to help everybody, and which that's huge. She's just got a really big heart. She's always wanting to help others. She always wants to help me. I have papers to pass out or some special little job to do. She's Johnny on the spot with wanting to participate and help out. She's a very hard worker, very diligent. At Valentine's Day, or about a week before, for a Friday fun, we decorated boxes. And this is a hard task for second graders, okay? If you've ever watched them decorate or wrap a Christmas present, the amount of tape and gift wrap is impressive. I was helping a couple other kids on the floor, and she sat there, and this kid did not give up. She was taking little pieces of paper on her lid and on her box, and she was taping one at a time, and it was just like so precious to me. I took a picture of it and sent it to her mom, actually, so she would know. She just didn't give up when a lot of kids would have been like, "This is, oh, I need help. Ms. Colner, can you help Mrs. Myers?" And she just kept working at it, and it really touched my heart to see her work so hard. She is a quiet role model. She's not one of those talkers, but she leads by example. I know mom's smiling because I know you talk at home all the time. But she's a quiet role model. During transition time, she's always the first one ready. She has her quiet sign up. She has her papers out and they're completed, and her handwriting is beautiful. And she's just a really great kid. She's also, gotta tell you a cute story, she's got an arm. Like, this kid is gonna go to a major university and play some softball. We had a Right to Read week where she got chosen to put a pie in our student teacher's face. That was the joy of me having a student teacher, but I didn't get the pie. I tell you what, some of the kids were going up there and tossing it. Sweet little quiet Kylie B went up there and like a pitcher on the mound, she just nailed this corner right square in the face. I was impressed. So I'm proud to have her, and proud that she's our Student of the Month. All right.
This is Oliveri.
He's ready.
I know.
It is my pleasure to introduce you to our first grade student of the month, Damian Jackson, and this is his teacher, Mrs. Lang. Before I let her speak, you know, he is such a neat kid. As you can see, very fashion aware, conscious. He has the best collection of tennis shoes that I think I've ever seen. You know, the purple ones are my favorite. I tell him every time he gets off the bus when I see him, I'm checking him out. What you got on today? And I'm like, oh, there's my favorite shoes. But definitely very stylish, very fashion conscious young man. Sense of humor is amazing. He's such a neat kid. Last year for our kindergarten pet show, he came with a snake. Most kids are bringing dogs and cats and bunnies, and he came over to me and he's like, hey, here's, look at this. I said, okay. Just keep it away from the chickens over there and the raccoons over there. Just outstanding, and he's got just a wonderful smile, and show everyone that your tooth's ready to fall out. We were looking at that today, but I'm going to let Mrs. Lang speak because she has a whole lot more to say about it.
Damian is a first grader at Cornerstone and a perfect example of all the leadership characteristics of a student of the month. We talked in class about those qualities that every student of the month needs, and then the student voted on that one person that they thought would have those qualities. And Damian was our overwhelming winner and was congratulated today by all the other children when his name was announced. So they were very excited for him. He shows a love of learning each day, and he can always be counted on to ask lots of good questions, either to clarify directions or to learn just one more thing about the lesson. Damian is a responsible member of any cooperative learning group and can work with anyone. He sees things that need to be done without being told, and Damian has incredible family support. We will be expecting great things from this young man in the future. Congratulations.
Mrs. Gerber.
Tonight's representative from the middle school is eighth grader Par Rathbold. And I think the thing that I see every month when I talk to the students is the students that we have up here and we nominate, they don't understand what they're doing that's special. So when I talked with Par today, I said, why do you think the teachers nominated you? He goes, I make the right choices. And it's that simple. It's a group of kids we hear every month that just make good decisions day in and day out because that's who they are as people. To speak about him tonight is Mr. Godler, to share a little bit about Par.
Yeah, I've had the distinct privilege of honestly watching Par in seventh grade as a cross-country coach, and then I got him before I called the double whammy class. He got me for science and social studies this year. And I got to see him last year when he was about this tall, and I've seen him grow into an awesome eighth grader, just a very mature young man. Honestly, Par is one of those kids that, once again, I heard it earlier from another one, but a quiet leader. He's one of those kids that just does the right thing all the time, and the kids look up to that, and teachers appreciate that too. They kind of followed him across country. They watched him to see what he would do. He was one of those kids that worked hard in the classroom and out of the classroom. There were times I had to say, dude, you need to like slow it down because you're making me look bad. I can't keep up with you in cross country. But that's how hard of a worker he was in, like I said, both the classroom and in cross country. I'm not the only teacher that has looked at Par growing up through the middle school and said, wow, this is a kid that his willpower and perseverance could really push him places and really keep him driving for that success. Vince Lombardi had a quote that I absolutely love, and I think it fits Par perfectly. But he said, the difference between successful people and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but a lack of will. And Par does not lack will, and he does not lack perseverance. And I think that's what's going to really make you push yourself to the top and really take you places that I'm looking forward to seeing. I think sometimes as teachers, we always get told how much impact we make on students. And we forget sometimes how much the impact the students can have on us also. And Par is one of those kids, because of his personality, because of his drive, because of his overall demeanor, he's had an impact on, I know, me, but other teachers and other people that have had him in the past. So Congratulations, Par. Thank you.
Mr. Shaner.
High school's got a tough act to follow. Good. We're going to try, though. First of all, I just want to apologize to everyone for the odd setup of the room. This is one of our testing sites. We are in the middle of state testing. This is one of our testing sites, and it just would have been too much to try to tear everything down and set it back up after this tonight for first thing in the morning. So hopefully you don't mind. You know, we have had a run of people talking. Well, first of all, Caleb, I think it's a little odd because when the females come up here, I see them like doing this to all the like little girls and stuff. It might be a little weird. If I'm going to be good? Okay. Thought I'd ask. I was getting left out. We've had this run and this theme all night of the strong, silent type band. And I feel like I've had that a run of that this whole entire year. For those of you that have been here every month, I feel like I've just had, especially with the gentlemen that have been chosen as student of the month, just these strong, silent leaders. They don't say much. Their actions speak louder than any words that they could ever give. And you know, Caleb is definitely someone that falls under that category. You know, the way I like to describe him is, he's just a guy that comes to school and takes care of his business. He doesn't, he's not a flashy guy at all, but at the same time, he's such a leader, and so many people look up to him that you probably don't even realize how many people look up to you. First of all, in school, he's a straight A student. I even went and looked it up because I wasn't sure, you know, where you fell, like class rank and everything else when you won. I went and looked it up and straight A's. Like, oh my gosh. But it doesn't surprise me that I didn't know that, because it's not like he's going to wear that around on his shirt or anything like that. You know, at the same time, I just want to say to Mom, are you sure that he's the last one? Because the Pratt boys have been such a blessing to the high school. I wish that there were more, but one thing about Caleb is, don't let this fool you, though, on the basketball court, okay? He's a three-time Letterman in basketball. How many times did you almost get in a fight this year on the basketball court? Yeah, probably three or four. Remember that one over at Field? Yeah, you remember, right? I was like, wait, who's this guy out of the court? I almost went up and said, Kate, is that you? Anyway, he's such a great young man. He's a member of Ambassador Baptist Church over in Wadsworth. He also offers up his time on his own at Haven of Rest. And just to kind of speak volumes of who he is and his future plans, he's planning on going to, or at least as of this morning, possibly, yeah. I mean, who knows right now, but I know his plan we'd like to do is go to Pensacola Community or Pensacola Christian College. And what was really neat, and I have a son with special needs, and just I just love this. When I asked him, I said, so what do you want to do when you get older? He's like, I want to be an intervention specialist and work with special needs kids. So obviously, he's a young man that's going places, and we are certainly going to miss him here at the high school. So, Kim, yes,
we're going to take a quick recess to congratulate the students. Under item 4, public participation, one standing up, Mr. Jeffrey.
Thank you. Before I speak, I just want to denote I'm not taping myself, but I'm not a person, those of you that know me, of a few words. And if I don't time myself, you guys are going to be here all night. No, I know you have to stop me here. So, sorry, I thought I had it set. Okay.
Come on, Nancy, it's been 20 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to say, all right, go. I don't think most people realize that for the upcoming school year, Norton City Schools will lose a little over $1 million in their budget through absolutely no fault of the Board of Education. Why did the state of Ohio decide to take away from our budget $453,000? Why did the state of Ohio decide that we need to pay $375,000 to 9 charter schools, most of which are failing? Why is it that last year Norton had to spend nearly $180,000 just so that we could send students to the post-secondary program, so they could go to various colleges and the university? I have absolutely nothing against post-secondary, but I have a few concerns that I don't think the average person is aware of. First of all, Norton City Schools has to fund that, as I said, $180,000. Why isn't this cost being passed to the university? I really don't understand that, and to the various community colleges. I am absolutely convinced the state legislators hate the public school system, particularly the teachers. I don't think the average person is aware that in the last 4 years under the present administration, nearly $500 million has been cut from school funding. Meanwhile, funding for charter schools has increased by 25%. And again, most of these charter schools are failing. I'm reading from the cover of this new program that Mrs. Hurchek mentioned, the College Credit Plus program, that if you take, there it is, right here, and if you take courses from a public college, it's free. Now, who wouldn't want to be lured by that? It's free. It's not free. It is not free for the people who are citizens here of Norton, and I do include myself in that. So far, 60 of Norton's best students have signed up for College Credit Plus program next year. That is literally depleting our advanced programs and our honors program. And I think if it is used for enrichment, as the state of Ohio says, the Department of Education, it's supposed to provide enrichment beyond the opportunities offered by the high school. It's being manipulated, people. I'm not saying every kid, every subject, but I'm going to use language arts for an example because I know what I'm talking about here. You can take one semester of a basic composition class at the university, and that counts as a full year's credit here at Norton High School. And you know, in that basic class, you don't have to worry about pesky things like term papers and critical essays and the study of literature. These are not classes that are of greater enrichment. The enrichment lies here at Norton High School. They should not be allowed to take classes that the citizens are paying for, that they're going to get a better education here at Norton. I think I mentioned, maybe not, that it is killing our advanced program. The Advanced Language Arts 3 class this year has only 6 kids in it. How long is that program going to last? We're eventually not going to have the program simply because there are not enough students. And next year, and this is what really makes me angry, next year the Board of Regents has decided in its infinite wisdom that they're going to let 7th graders participate in that program. So you know what, Mr. Shaner, when you're on that stage at the Civic Center and 6 years from now, maybe that 7th grader can walk across and get his high school diploma and his college diploma at the same time. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Nancy, that's your time. I'm sorry.
Really? Because according to my, okay. All right, my you must have started before. According to me, I had 15 seconds. Okay, I'm going to pass this out. This is information I'm advising people to write their state legislators, the Board of Regents, etc., anybody that will pay attention, a petition, campaign, whatever it
takes.
You
have a copy.
Can I have one?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Jake,
thanks.
Thank you.
Actually,
this is the College Credit Plus program. I'm going to leave this with you. This tells you all about the post-secondary program. And can I have a barrel of support? Do you have enough? I'll buy two.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
She's the only one who signed up for 5 minutes. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak? Is there anybody else who wishes to speak? She's the only one who signed up for 5 minutes. Nobody seen me. Thank you. Moving on to item 5, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I've got one. Item C at the bottom of the page, board business, to approve the contract and sale of the property that's going to be involved in the road widening project. We need a little bit more time to discuss that internally, so just want to pull that off. Yeah.
Under board business, number 6, item C. Is everybody okay with that? A consensus, is everybody okay? Lewis?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weber?
Yes.
Thank you. Under board business, can I have a motion to approve A and B?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weber?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Approval of minutes, item 7. Can I have a motion to approve A and B's attachment O and attachment P?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weber?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 8, treasurer's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve items A and B, attachment Q and attachment R?
So
moved. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weber?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Item 9, superintendent recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve under personnel items A through U? Any discussion?
Yeah. I have a question. Why are we voting on this as a big mass? Because, you wanted the meetings recorded, and nobody that's listening is going to be able to understand what we're doing.
Well, everything's online, and I did ask in a previous meeting, I did ask everybody if it was okay to do that, and that the consensus was yes.
Oh, I don't remember you asking.
Okay. I did ask that, and it is recorded in the minutes. I did call Stephanie today to verify that.
Oh. Well, I don't think it's
transparent.
Okay. I guess
it is transparent because it is recorded. No.
Well, it is recorded, but from the recording, you can't tell what's going on unless you go and get it. So,
well,
just wondering.
Okay. Well, that's a good question because it is online.
Well, of course it's online.
And everybody can go if they're going to listen to the recording anyway. And they're going to look up the minutes, and it is recording. So, and I did ask for everybody in a general consensus, and everybody agreed.
I don't remember that. But
I do recall that, but I was under the impression it was just that time.
Yeah. I don't know.
I did.
What was that, the date I was hired? You know, I don't remember if you were there or not.
Yeah, because remember one meeting I missed, so because I don't remember that at all.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Weber?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve items B through double I?
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bubble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 10, superintendent's report.
I don't have much this evening. I would like to recognize Mr. Vale and the students that participated in the play this past weekend. Certainly, I had an opportunity to go see that. It was outstanding, and it's amazing the number of students that we have that get involved in our drama program. It's certainly a very, very strong program here, and certainly want to congratulate Mrs. Pletcher as well for the job that she does to make that all happen. The students absolutely do an incredible job. They did the Crucible, and it has to be a very tough play to perform, and they did extremely well. The other thing that I would mention is we have a beam signing this Wednesday, correct?
Yes.
From 4 to 7. It's not going to be something that you could tour the site, but the beam that's going to be placed in the auditorium will be available for people to come and sign between 4 and 7 that evening. So would invite anybody that wants to do that. Once the beam is in place, just so you know, you will not be able to see it, but it's something that has been done in other sites, and we thought it would be nice to extend that invitation. We will offer it to students and community members as well.
Thank you. Do you want to go through your administrators?
Yes.
Is there a rain date by any chance?
No, there isn't, because they need to get a place.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Wednesday right now looks good.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of why we picked Wednesday.
Okay.
Cool, but no rain.
Yeah, not as wet. So.
Thunderstorm sighting, metal beam.
Yeah.
And with that, I'll have Mr. Carmody, you want to make your comments?
I'd like to talk about two things. One, I met Friday with prospective CMRs for the renovation project. That went well. Met with Summit, Knock, and CT Taylor. All three very reputable firms. We are going to meet. I believe their proposals are due on the 29th of April, which is a Friday, and then we're going to interview each one of the candidates with their proposals on May 3rd, and then hopefully have a recommendation for the board for the May 9th meeting. The other thing, good news, our transportation department competes almost every year from what I understand in what they call the rodeo. And they were in Youngstown this year, and I believe four of our bus drivers competed. And it's a whole scoring thing. I didn't know much about it, so I got it explained to me. Basically, it kind of sounds like the Olympics of transportation. We had one bus driver finished first overall, and as a district, they finished with a gold medal. So,
cool.
Very good for our transportation department. You know, gold star for Paul Stone King. He helps out, but we really everybody had a hand in that going down there. That's it.
Are we going to have, we had mentioned, and I know the gentleman that was going to present, Paul Stone King, are we going to do that on the 9th?
Yes. That's, hopefully he doesn't have a conflict
and
again.
If we do that, why don't we recognize those bus drivers?
We'll do that as well. Good idea.
Okay. Mr. Surchak?
Well, I just wanted to mention, as everyone is aware, the 2 days that we missed were right smack in the middle of state testing, which put us into a little bit of a panic mode because we were doing English language arts, and the final date was last Friday for paper testing, and we still had more testing to do. So after much conversation with Ohio Department of Education, they have granted us an extension. We were to send everything back for English language arts today. Today is Monday. Seems like a long day today. but they were allowed, we had to send the main bulk of our materials back today, and we can send what we have left to test on Wednesday, and then for the rest of our testing, we can tack on 2 days at the end. So that gave us a little bit of relief.
And thank you for talking to them and making sure that we could get that, because I know that was not a given.
No, it wasn't. They had a lot of debate over that because they say their dates are final.
Mrs. Wagler?
I just wanted to share something really cool that we're trying new. This Thursday, Mrs. Mayer's second grade class, we are connecting with the National Weather Service in El Paso, Texas. And there'll be 10 other classrooms connecting as well through Google Hangouts. And they each get to ask a weather question, and the meteorologists will use a green screen to explain the answers, or show videos to explain the answers to the students' questions. And we're just really excited to do something different. It's free, totally free. There's a lot of these things kind of happening now. They do some other things called mystery hangouts, to where you can connect with another classroom and you ask the other class questions, like yes or no, to try to figure out at the end who you're connected with or where they are. So it's free. Google Ask for Education, everything we do in there is free, and Google Hangouts is free, and connecting these other resources are free as well. So it's really a neat opportunity. We did a test call, I think that was Thursday of last week, and that went well, and the meteorologists were really excited, and it's cool. So I just wanted to share that, keeping our fingers crossed that everything works out great, and the kids learn a lot.
May 12th, we're doing a family-focused night at primary. It's students that are preschool to adult, anybody that's eligible for special services. We're going to bring in, right now, as of today, we have 21 vendors coming in to offer just different like services, respite weekends, summer camps, just opportunities for, you know, kids that sometimes maybe miss out on those opportunities. So that's May 12th, and it's from 6:30 to 8:30 at primary. That's it.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Well, I just like to congratulate the students of the month again. That's always the best part of this. I did have the opportunity to go to the play this weekend. As Mr. Dunn said, those students, Tricia, they're just fabulous. Your daughter did a great job. And I know there were 31 kids in the play because I watched you buy a scarf for every kid in the play. That was a lot of kids in the play, and they all did a phenomenal job. They do a great job. I didn't always understand what was going on because the crucible is up there, but it was really good. And I also want to thank everybody in the community for our football field and our track. We had the opportunity to run track. Well, I didn't. I had the opportunity to watch a home track meet there. I didn't run it. And my kids are involved in that, and it was fabulous. We had the stands, it's the most I've ever seen at a track meet, more than the invitational that we went to on Friday. Of course, Friday was cold and wet, but it was a beautiful night. The facilities are wonderful. We turned the lights on, you could see. It was fabulous. So just thank you to the community, because it is really something. If you saw what the kids ran on before, you understand what a great improvement that was. It's fabulous, so thank you.
And we, tomorrow is parents' night, is that correct?
Yeah, we're not going there right now.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not
mentioning
right
that.
Made
but
it through one senior night. Let's not talk about another one yet.
Well, we do have a home track meet next Tuesday.
Mrs. Webble?
I had a chance to go to the play, too. It was amazing. But I'm sitting there as I'm having a hard time hearing at the beginning. I got the sound adjusted, but we're going to be in a great auditorium, and we're going to be able to hear really well and see really well. But what was interesting, we did the play back in 1979, and some of that cast came to see the play this time. So, as I know. So I thought that was interesting, but yeah, they did a great job. It'll be fun to see it in a professional setting. If they can do a great job in the gym, I can't imagine what it's going to look like in the auditorium.
That's it. Mr. Yule?
Congratulations to the students of the month, and that's all I have.
Mr. Knight?
Congratulations to the students of the month, and also I think it'd be neat if we could, I know that if we do something maybe in June after school's out, we could have something where the people could possibly tour the new building. I know a lot of people are getting excited about it or asking questions and like to go back. I know I mentioned it sometime and they might.
And we have talked to C.T. Taylor and Matt Collier about setting up a day.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think we need to pursue that because there's a lot of interest in the community. People are like, man, I want to get in there, and obviously it would have to be safe and stuff, but if that's possible, I think it would be good. There's a lot of excitement. So, that's it.
Mrs. Bennett?
Over spring break, I didn't go anywhere warm, but was invited to see the indoor drumline perform Warren in the gym. It was during one of their practices, and I can't say enough about it. I know, Mr. Moorhead, you wrote a very nice article in the Post about it, but it was so impressive, and I would love, I don't know if it's possible to schedule them to come before the next board meeting, but I mean, Rob Ferguson, who designed it, and Josh Mitchell, excuse me, who directed it, did a fabulous job, and I was very impressed with our students. I sat there for an hour and a half. I was told to come at 7, showed up at 7. They painstakingly go through, and I have never been to anything like this before, but they went through, okay, they would line up and do A through L or A through G. Then the next time we're doing A through H. And I mean, over and over, and these kids were so attentive and respectful and determined, and they had been there all day. And finally at 8:30, they went through the whole thing, and I was just blown away. So I congratulations to all of them who worked on it and directed it and had, and the parents. The parents who come and feed them and are there watching and take care of them. It was very impressive, so just fantastic for them. And then I just want to add, the first middle school track meet is this Wednesday at 4 o'clock, so at the new stadium.
Can run over and sign the beam.
Exactly, and then you can run over and sign the beam.
Thank you. And with that, there's, you know, we see, and congratulations to the students of the month as well, but when we see all the efforts in the room again, and one of the things that stood out to me was when the middle school came up and the teacher had said the impression that the students leave with them. That says a lot. So I went to my first athletic council meeting, and all the effort that goes into the student athletes, all the volunteer hours that go in, as to your comment, also with the band, all the volunteers that it takes. Those aren't, you know, a lot of those efforts and times that individuals come in, the painstaking work that goes into that. You can't imagine all the volunteers, what it takes to build not only the school but a community. So thank you again for what everybody does. With that, motion to adjourn.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Newell?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Thank you for coming.